For those of us whose vision is less than 20/20, we have to go to these annual series of tests known as our annual eye exam checkup. One of the machines which is most interesting is the one that comes near the end, where they try to find the exact prescription which works for you. So what the optometrist does is he puts that giant machine over your eyes, and it has a dozen different lenses, and he flips through all of them. And what he'll do is he'll ask you two different questions continually. Which is clearer, this lens or that lens? He will continue to do this until you get the right prescription. And what's interesting is you can potentially find out at the end that the letter which looked like a Q is actually a W. The type of lens you look at can determine the type of image you see. So when it comes to reading the Bible or reading this particular passage from Genesis on Noah, which lens are you using? The first lens is what I call the blurry new atheist lens. And Jesus reveals to us these two ways, these two lenses in the gospel. See, we're in a day and age where we can read the Bible through the eyes of the new atheists, and many people are influenced by them. Referring to the Old Testament God, listen to what Richard Dawkins says about him. He calls God a pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully. See, the new atheist will typically read the Old Testament without understanding the story of the Old Testament and in relationship to the new. It's like trying to read Charles Dickens' Christmas Carols and just reading the first part and saying, oh, this book is just about a depressing old man. They don't understand that there's another story to it. So what the atheists don't realize is that they don't know that God is gradually unveiling a plan of salvation that is not complete, but preparing the people for something greater. In other words, he's preparing them for the New Testament, a new lens to understand all of Scripture. However, all that the new atheists see is a blurry image, just like the blind man in the gospel today saw a blurry image of the human beings which looked like trees. And what they do is they take that blurry image and say, this is who God is. This is the fullness of our understanding. In contrast to the blurry new atheist lens, we have the lens of the church where we can receive 20/20 vision. The lens of the church is nothing else but Jesus Christ. Notice in the gospel that after Jesus lays his hands on the eyes of the blind man, the blind man looks intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. So, by looking intently at the scriptures through Jesus, we will see the scriptures more clearly. The church teaches that Jesus himself has completed and perfected revelation. She says this because Jesus himself says that to see him is to see the Father. And so the Son of God came down from heaven, came down from the bosom of the Father to reveal to us the mystery of the Father's will, the mystery of his plan for us. And what is that plan? That we should be partakers of the divine nature, that we should share in the divine life of God, as St. Peter says in his second letter. So think about Morse code and how if you didn't understand the key, all you would see is just a lot of tapping. But once you have the key, the language makes sense. So in the same way, Jesus is like the Morse code alphabet, which helps us understand all of Scripture. Jesus reveals the mystery and takes us deeper into the mystery of what the flood stands for. And it is that God is doing an act of recreation. And he's making all things new again. The scripture scholars would say that the chaotic flood over the whole earth resembles the chaotic formlessness at the beginning of creation. And this idea of a new creation is also affirmed when God says to Noah, be fruitful and multiply, the same command he gave to Adam. And just as there is a new creation, there is a new Adam in Noah. But ultimately, the flood waters point to the waters of baptism where sin is destroyed and new life is given, where we become a new creation to be partakers of the divine nature. We who are lower than the angels have been given the privilege to share in God's own nature, to be truly called children of God, not just in a metaphorical or poetic sense, but a real and literal way. For the blood that runs through the Father's Son beats through our hearts, through the Eucharist. The Spirit that allows Jesus to cry, Abba, Father, now also moves through our lungs. Ultimately, we have a choice every day to decide which lens we want to use, not just to interpret Scripture, but even our daily life. We can choose to use the blurry, new atheist lens where we can see God as a vindictive tyrant who's out to get us. Or we can choose to see with the lens of the church and stare intently at Jesus, who reveals to us a Father who holds nothing, nothing back from us, even his own divine life. So which lens is clearer? That one or this one?